The tank, now a flaming inferno, continued to move forward on its own, forcing Bull Randleman to move in the direction of the enemy to avoid it. A second British tank came forward. It, too, got blasted. Altogether, four of the British tanks were knocked out by the German 88s. The two remaining tanks turned around and began to move back into Nunen. Easy Company fell back with them. Sergeant Rogers had been hit. He was bleeding badly. "They kind of pinked you a little, didn't they, Paul?" Lipton said. Rogers let out a string of profanity that lasted a full minute. Lipton remembered, most unusual for him. Lieutenant Buck Compton got hit in the buttocks. Medic Eugene Rowe went to Compton's aid. Malarkey, Private Ed Heffron, and a couple of others came forward to help. As Heffron reached to help, Compton looked up and moaned, "She always said my big ass would get in the way." He looked at the five men gathered around him. "Take off," Compton ordered. "Let the Germans take care of me." He was such a big man, and the fire was so intense that the troopers were tempted to do just that. But Malarkey, Guarnieri, and Joe Toya pulled a door off a farm outbuilding and laid Compton face down on it. Then they skidded him up the roadside ditch to one of the retreating British tanks and loaded him face down onto the back end. The bullet that hit Compton had gone into the right cheek of his buttocks, out, into the left cheek, and out. Lipton looked at him and couldn't help laughing. "You're the only guy I ever saw in my life that got hit with one bullet and got four holes," he told Compton. Compton growled, "If I could get off this tank, I'd kill you." Other men joined Compton on the backs of the withdrawing tanks. Stroll and Gordon, who had been out on the flank, Stroll with a mortar and Gordon with his machine gun, had to run across an open field to rejoin the outfit. The weight of their weapons slowed them down. Bullets were kicking up the dirt at their feet. There was a three-foot-high wooden fence between them and the road. "We hurdled it like two horses," Stroll said. Safely on the other side, they paused to catch their breath. "That's one thing you and I will never do again," Stroll said. "I don't think we did it the first time," Gordon replied. They took off again for the tanks, caught up, and Gordon pulled himself onto the back of one, but Stroll was dead beat. He put his hand up. Gordon grabbed it as Stroll passed out. Gordon hauled him aboard and got him secured. Randleman, who had been in the van, got hit in the shoulder and cut off from his squad. He ducked into a barn. A German soldier came running in behind him. Randleman bayoneted the man, killed him, and covered his body with hay. Then he covered himself up with hay and hid out.